This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is an amazing guy at a very cool and unique company. Udi Levy is the co-founder and CEO of cobwebs.com. Cobwebs is the company and cobwebs.com is the website. You can't miss his website. It's amazing. And he's in an area or a field that is very, very difficult, very challenging for automation. Tell us what you do and how you do it.
Thank you very much, Gary. So we started the company around 6 years ago after we saw many customers in many countries trying to conduct threat hunting, cyber threat attribution, threats monitoring, identity resolution. And we saw that eventually everybody is using manual methods, while there is a vast ocean of data out there on the web, on the deep web, on the dark web. And we saw the great opportunity to provide an automated solution to this market and to really use the all AI capabilities that were rising back then and to impose them on the whole data gathering to conduct threat intelligence insights and threats monitoring.
So Udi, if I'm a government agency and I'm worried about, you know, cyber terrorists and they're gonna, you know, like in Florida recently, they attacked the water supply. Can you find out who those hackers were, where they're located, how they exploited the Florida government, you know, how they got in, what the vulnerabilities were, where do you come into play? And you're saying you do this with automation.
Yeah. So, you know, the usual method will be to try to gather information manually. You will have some leads. From that, you'll go to another lead. Maybe you have some username, some email, some IP address, and on and on and on. But it will take you a long, long time to conduct it, and you'll miss many points and probably will not get your great intelligence picture quickly. Once we think big, and we try to automate all this process and to say, okay, there are many leads, but as a human being, it will take me maybe several weeks or months to really gather everything, connect everything. Using an AI-powered tool like ours will make this task much, much easier to just throw all your leads inside and let the machine work for you. So this is essentially what we do. We automate what the analyst would do manually, but it takes, you know, hundreds of times faster and with much better results.
So you take open source intelligence, whether it's messages people put up on social media, websites they visit. What other kind of data can you collect on, you know, the bad guys and figure out who the real threat is?
Yeah, so we have enormous amount of data out there. If you think about it, you can start with the social media, yeah, but there are lots of data breaches. There is a huge amount of data on the dark web. You know, once you get into the dark web, you see crazy stuff in front of your eyes. So essentially, you know, you can say, yeah, social media, mobile apps, dark web, data breaches, you know, databases, files, whatever is out there, whatever, you know, a person or a company can put, you know, its hands on and put it, just throw it in the system and get your insights. So it can be any type of lead, I would say, any type of lead. Phone number, even everything.
So if it's data on the internet, you can find it and cross correlate it and intelligently create kind of a dashboard from this open source intel to say, this person interacts with this person. We noticed they were writing some malware code they were testing on, you know, GitHub, and then they deployed it and whatever, and they were pretending they were just pen testers, but now they attacked the water. You know, they were complaining about how bad the water is in Florida. Next thing you know, they attacked the, you know, the water supply. And they were talking a lot about ICS and SCADA vulnerabilities. So it's obvious these are the guys.
Exactly. Now imagine yourself maybe 10 years ago, this kind of solution were mainly, you know, just a data, I would say analysis solutions, which means that they told the customer, you bring your own data, your own sources that you can get, your own files or databases. We get them, we try to normalize the data and then provide you results. So we came with a different approach. We tell our customers, you don't need to bring anything. You just get the system, play with it, do your online training and let it work for you because it knows that most of the information is out there. 70% of the investigation is anyways, it's in the internet, not only on databases or information that you have in your organization. So we came with this automated approach that says the internet today is quite a big resource. 70% of the investigation is anyways, it's done out there, but manually. So just let's just automate it. You know, today AI is so common. Why not to do text classification, sentiment analysis, object recognition, OCR, all these very nice algorithm tools, AI power tools, you know, to give it to the hands of the analysts. So this is our approach. And that was that.
Can you have a false positive where you say, I'm sure it's the criminal and it's not?
Sure. So this is like the main, you know, issue with AI, that eventually you need a human to decide, eventually. Because, you know, you can take a sentence and the computer will understand it in, you know, in some way, but eventually the analyst will take the decision. So of course that, you know, we don't tell that, you know, AI will control everything and that AI will do all the work for you. But for sure, it will do 80% of the work for you. And you need to complete the other 20% to decide, to provide you a tool for decision making, I would say.
Judy, one quick question. Would this be useful for banks to detect fraud, or is this just for governments?
No, it's used by banks already, by our company. So we have several banks which uses our application to detect fraud and anti-money laundering activities. I'll give you an example. Let's say that you have a company that you want to conduct some kind of a due diligence over it to understand. So usually what the analyst will do manually, will try to research about the company. Maybe it has some subsidiaries. Maybe it has some officers. Who are these officers? What companies they are connected to? Maybe they have some bad reputation in Google. Maybe they have some other incriminating information. So we do all that in one click. Just put the company name, click enter, and we'll do the work for you and provide you some risk scoring and all the details, of course, for you to verify it. And this is a great, you know, application for fraud and for anti-money laundering. So this
Oh, amazing for the financial institutions, but also I'm just thinking out loud for mergers and acquisitions. If you're buying a company, you really want to know what you're buying. And there's a lot of data that you're not looking at when you just look at their due diligence kit. You're not looking at what, you know, what's out on the dark web on these people, or, you know, what's out there, or what's their sentiment. It's amazing that you can point, click, and collect that data so quickly. Is it because you're kind of like a search engine crawler? You're like an AltaVista or a Google where you've already collected all of this and you're always analyzing, your AI is always connecting dots? Or do you have these data lakes where you wait for the functional requests by the analyst?
It's both, which means that we work also with offline data records and also with online searches like in Google. But eventually, one of the advantages, I would say, that whenever you're doing any kind of operation in our platform, in the background, we have automated processes to try to match any kind of new lead to an older lead. So let's say that today you're investigating some criminal activity, our platform will alert you and tell you, you know, this person of interest, this threat actor is related to some other activity that has been done maybe 3 months ago. So in a manual methods, I don't see this happening. And another thing about, you know, today's solutions are mainly service-based for banks. For example, they want to analyze risks. But this, you know, new approach that we brought makes a change, because we say, you know, in a manual methods, it will take you slow and you will miss information. In automated, it will take you much faster. And of course, you need to verify it, but 80% will be done by the machine, not by a person.
Sounds amazing. So large corporations like Fortune 1000 level banks and Wall Street folks and government agencies, and I would guess people who are trying to protect their intellectual property. For example, for the past 110 years, Coca-Cola has not had their formula stolen. I'm sure they would pay you to get some help. Now that, you know, they've shifted since COVID, we all went from 3% employees working at home to about 47% and growing. We're going to pass the 50% mark of people telecommuting this year, which folks like you and I, that's no big deal because we understand computers. But that shift for corporate America is a big deal, and you know, companies worldwide. And how do they protect the risk of exploitation of their intellectual property over SaaS, over the cloud, when, you know, for example, the Chinese government would love to get that formula. Maybe it's to the next B2 bomber, or it's, you know, Pepsi wanting to get an in on Coke's formula. Would those kinds of companies benefit to protect their intellectual property using cobwebs?
I would say that yes, and the COVID had just pushed this whole area like 2 or 3 years ahead. Because today, if you noticed, I guess you noticed, there are so many more, I would say, cyber attacks and data breaches and phishing, lots of phishing. I guess that every company's, they encounter it because everybody's online. All the companies are online. You are in front of your mail all the day, in front of your social media, in front, you know, you're just clicking all the day. So social engineering and phishing attacks has become much more, I would say, widespread. And we see that. We saw many, you know, crazy data breaches, you probably know, in the past year. So I think that the coronavirus has just pushed this whole, you know, field a few years ahead. And it's a great opportunity for, you know, all companies like ours that are working also with digital risk protection.
Let's say I'm in the Department of Justice, you know, I'm in the FBI and I haven't yet deployed you, some three-letter agency, but we'll use the FBI. How do I get a hold of you and how quickly can I deploy your solution and how affordable is it?
Actually, very quick. It's also, you know, the coronavirus situation also pushed that. So because, you know, a year ago we had many face-to-face meetings and physical exhibitions, but today everything is online. So all the training is done online. You know, we can do one day training, online training, and you just, you know, roll with the system. And we are conducting many webinars, and we have great alliances with the analyst groups in the US, by the way, mainly. So it's easy to reach us. We have a nice, I think, presence of our brand worldwide, and especially in the US. And as I said, everything is online, cloud-based, easy, secured. We'll be happy to, you know, to be in touch with every relevant, you know, corporate or agency who is interested.
And again, affordability, is this only for big agencies and big Fortune 1000, or could a medium-sized bank or credit union that's only managing $1 or $2 billion but is still worried, you know, about the bad guys, could they afford you?
Yeah, it's completely affordable for any type of organization because we have a product portfolio. And every, you know, a customer can customize and decide which aspect or which platform, which part of the solution is more relevant for him. So yeah, it's completely affordable and reachable to medium and up type of agencies and companies. Yeah.
Great. So Udi Levy, co-founder and CEO, cobwebs.com. That's where we're going to send our viewers and they're going to learn more about you. And hopefully you're going to help them get one step ahead of the next threat with amazing AI bound to open source intelligence to speed up finding the bad guys and stopping them in their tracks.
Thank you very much, Gary. I was happy to be here. Thank you.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.